Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy of Cosmic Love for February 7th, 2015. And we're fortunate, the week before Valentine's Day, to have a love healer on our show today, Dr. Brent Davis, who's not your ordinary love doctor. He has pioneered the healing of the emotional body with the essence of whole, uncut flowers. There's quite a story here. We're going to be going into this today. We're going to discuss these uncut flower essences, how they are different from essential oils and Bach flower remedies, and more specifically, how you can use them for overcoming at least five different blocks to loving yourself or your loved ones. And these energy blocks, how they manifest, how they work, and how they can be resolved, neutralized, energized, balanced with flower essence. We're going to go into that, some of the quantum aspects of it for those who are more science-oriented, and just the practical aspects. So we'll be going through this through the end of the show. We'll talk about those who are listening, a link to a website where you can order at 40% off the normal retail price if you want to sample some of these and get them shipped out Monday for Valentine's Day. So thank you, Dr. Davis, for being with us on Cosmic Love today.
It's my pleasure to be here, Christopher.
Dr. Davis, you got an amazing story. Been all over the world looking at exotic all kinds of plants and jungles. And could you go into your story? Give us some background before we get into what this is more specifically.
Yes, sure. I started an herb company when I was just a young practitioner. And that was when I was in Los Angeles. And I ran that, you know, for several years, and I would order very high-quality wild or organic herbs, and they would be shipped, you know, overnight air. And that's how I made very high-quality products. And then it got to, you know, be a very strong feeling that I must get my own land, and I began to look for that, and I ended up in the third least populated county in the state of Tennessee, where I have now about 160-acre forest, and I'm right in the middle of that. So that story, in fact, we're going to probably refer to it many times. It's all told in a book called The Floral Hand of God. And that book is available on a website called thefloralhandofgod.com. And I had a lot of fun with that book because it tells about the adventures, which we probably maybe give a few highlights. That's the first part. The second part is the science of how these darn things can possibly cause rapid evolution of consciousness. And the third part of the book is a reference manual to explain how these things work for practitioners and people, you know, lay people with an interest.
Yeah.
So,
there's some practitioners listen to the show regularly, and right. There's others that have a more of a basic understanding of quantum energy and flower essences in the quantum field of the body, and how that works. But I discuss this often on the show, Cosmic Love, going into energetics. And so the understanding of energetic healing in a quantum level, which is what we're talking about, and we'll go into more on the understanding of homeopathy as relates to Bach flower remedies and as relates to essential oils, how they're different, what are the energetic properties, and how they transfer. And of course, you get into that more detail scientifically in your book. And I went over the copy, the PDF files you sent on the book, and I'm fascinated with it. I have a long background with homeopathy and quantum medicine, and I understand that you're onto something really special. And I'd like to really feature that for people listening today, and some of the different things we go into. Specifically, when you've developed what you've developed is something unique in the way that you're using whole, uncut flowers. And as soon as I read about this initially, that what you were doing and how it was unique, it occurred to me that what goes on with plants, you know, the consciousness, the essence of plants, the book The Secret Life of Plants, what is it by, Peter Tompkins?
Yeah, Peter Tompkins wrote that, gosh, in the 70s. That was a
In the 70s, yeah.
Yeah, it's a long time ago, as far as I know.
It was really amazing, the book. He talks about, you know, how he'd wear plants in one room and they'd use a very sensitive equipment that they could use to measure the field of, you know, the energy consciousness of plants. It was like an electroencephalograph, but for plants, you know.
Right, exactly.
And you know some of the stories.
Yes, but let me express to readers, and you really have nailed it in the sense that we do want to focus on what the uncut thing means. So normally the way people, Dr. Bach, who is famous because, in the world of commerce, they talk about building brand. Well, his flowers started in 1930. So, you know, add up the number of years they've been out there. So they've been out 80-some years, and we have thousands of people around the world that know what they are, and that pretty much has defined what a flower essence is. Now, I hope I will be able to create with this book a new definition of what a flower essence can be, because they can become much, much more powerful for many reasons.
Yeah.
One of the reasons is that, and it has to do with the science, which actually was just a feeling of mine, and then when it was tested by one of the world's preeminent scientists, William Tiller, who is at the Department of Physics at Stanford University for over 30 years, when he tested it in his laboratory, and that the results are in the book, that's never been reported before, and it corroborated what I thought. And here's what happened that he didn't expect, and I didn't expect. I sent him a sample of the flower essence in a bottle. He put it in his monitoring station in his laboratory, and that space has been very carefully built over many years so that he can measure minute changes of energy in that space. And he does it by direct measurements. It's actually very complicated. But what he ends up confining, he can graph what's going on in that space. And he can graph changes in the space that have to do with pH and temperature. Now, again, I don't want to lose people, but it's very physical. It's not so-called woo-woo. It's real hardcore science. And by measuring the changes in the space, here's what he can find. He can find out if the way that the space is organized increases, if it becomes more what's called coherent.
Huh.
And he does that by when the space changes, it means that the whole space has something called an increase of thermodynamic free energy. And what that means is when that happens, the whole space becomes more organized, less chaotic. And
you mean it actually measures coherence and zero point energy?
Well, he doesn't say that, but we're certainly working around.
The parameters.
Look at the book,
yeah.
And I can't get into it here because it is just too complicated. But the essence of it is, when you have a substance, what he did with my flowers, one sample that he tested, is that it by the bottle just sitting in the room. Over a period of 3 weeks, the emanations from that bottle changed the thermodynamic free energy in that space. And that is amazing. I didn't expect it. But the graph that shows that is published in the book. Well, what that means is when you put this stuff in your body, it does the same thing. It makes the space more coherent, meaning more organized. And what ends
That's
up happening when we have or when we have emotional issues and challenges and emotional trauma, the loss of love, heartache, and if for those people that believe in it, karmic patterns from the past or transgenerational things, when we have those in the unconscious mind, the simple way of saying it is it creates chaos. It creates disorganization, confusion. And when you bring in something that organizes that space powerfully, things start to change in your brain and your behavior. And so you cannot get this kind of a power. The magnitude of that power is not the same in a conventional flower essence. That's the huge message.
So this coherence, and I've had quite a few blogs and shows where the subject of coherence comes up. And, of course, there's heart coherence. And there's coherence of
that's right. Very important.
Coherence of like a laser beam. Well, there's, you know, congruence with a laser beam, but there can be frequencies. On one laser beam, there can be like thousands of TV shows and radio shows and, you know, pictures and conversations, and that's what they use, you know, laser optics, yeah.
Right. There's stuff riding on that. And what's in that science section is what Dr. Tiller spent basically 40 years of his life coming up with is this extraordinary model of the multidimensional universe.
Yeah.
And how the whole areas above the physical plane where thought is stored, those are all the higher dimensions. And in order for us to connect with the higher dimensions, there is something, and this came from quantum physics, from him working with one of the Nobel laureates in physics, whose name was Dr. de Broglie, in the 1920s. And he used some of those theories to build upon. And he again, with a rather complex story, he found that there has to be a substance that comes into the equation that he came up with that he calls deltron substance, which is an initiator of the connection between the physical world and the non-physical world.
Well, another way of putting it, there's got to be resonance in the quantum field, and in the quantum field, there's the whole principle of the quantum body, you know, the energy body in the quantum field. And resonance is a coherent frequency.
Yeah, but you have to be a bridge. There has to be a bridge between the physical and the non-physical, and that's what he came up with in a way that I found more brilliant than anything else that I've read. And that's why I used his model, because I think it probably does describe, you know, what these flowers are doing. They're connecting us directly, and what's interestingly is probably faster than the speed of light. That's what
it's quantum. It's in the quantum field. There's non-locality, and we're just starting to grasp this in Western science. And one thing that fascinates me about your story, of course, you're an herbalist, and you know as an herbalist that every plant has a signature in the plant that indicates the property it has in healing in the body. And this goes way back to Pythagoras, I think, discovered that, you know, the signature in plants. And you can see the signature sometimes in the color. It's all part of the signature, the color, the design, the number of petals. And sometimes it's in the shape of the leaves. There's all kinds of...
Right, and there are those individual things that all have to do with in totality, that has to do with the frequency range of the flower. So two things come up, and both of these are dealt with in the book. And one of them is, we have a whole section in the book that deals with the fact that flowers are exceedingly complex antenna arrays.
Arrays. I love that. Antenna arrays.
Yeah, it brings in very astonishing frequencies. And the second thing that's important, people say, well, you know, why do you run all over the world? Why are you wandering around up at 15,000 feet in the Andes, and now I'm doing a lot of work in the Philippines? Why are you, going around in these jungles over there? What are you doing? Why do you do that? And the answer is very, very important. Not only is the flower important, but where the flower grows, because that is part of the total energy. And it was Dr. Tiller that came up with the science of why that's true, which he said is probably has to do with the piezoelectric characteristics of the Earth in the region where I am.
There's energy centers around the planet.
Yeah, there are energy centers, but it actually affects the semicrystalline and the crystalline matrix in the soil. And that, because the flower roots are going into the soil and the flower is prepared by my process when it is not being cut.
The plant is an antenna array, and the energy field is just, it's in the field. So the antenna array of the plant picks up the frequencies of the area where it's grown.
Well, yes, and it picks up from, and in other words, you have to look at it standing back. You've got all the way from deep earth energies coming up into the physical plane, going all the way up into the higher dimensions, and the flower is in touch with all of that. So when those
from roots to leaf
and put into water and they're stable, and I bring them back to this country and they're highly diluted, they are not succussed. And they're not succussed.
That's a homeopathic principle. When
That's why they are not homeopathic by definition, but they're highly, highly diluted. And so it's a fascinating story. But, you know, the end result is people want to know, well, so when I take these things, why would I take them and what do they do? And, you know, we can certainly talk about that. And we can talk about that in relationship to Valentine's Day.
Well, what you're saying, and the science is basically simple enough, and I learned this in homeopathy and how homeopathic remedies are created. You know, you soak the substance or take some essence out of the substance with alcohol, or somehow get the substance into a liquid that you succuss, which actually activates the substance molecularly. The succussing has, you know, which is like shaking back and forth so many times.
Absolutely right. And here is a massive difference. I do not succuss these because they have already been, what I say, highly energized by, and I just call it this, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know how else to make it dramatic, but they're energized directly by the hand of God, not by
I believe that. You know, it's when I say that.
Not by anybody else, and we didn't succuss them. And by the way, I'm trained in classical homeopathy, and it's brilliant. I mean, homeopathy
is brilliant. Yeah, I actually trained with the lady who was the former president of the National Center of Homeopathy in Washington,
well,
D.C.
Well, then, yeah.
She was retired.
I mean, I certainly use it. It's wonderful, but it works in a different way.
And so, And that's what you're talking about, how the molecules of water, or do you use water or alcohol, or what do you
use? It's put into pure water, and then it's stabilized with a small amount of alcohol so that it stays stable.
Right.
Yep.
And that principle, you know, water has water molecule has a tetrahedral structure that holds frequency.
That's right.
So the frequency, the life force, the essence, that's
right. To our body, and it transfers it to the mind complex, which then actually changes brain function, but it's what's amazing, and you know, the whole science part of the book is talking about how it alters the way that we access stored memory. And we arrive at that deduction from the clinical work that I do with what's called energy psychology, where we do the muscle testing with phrases, and we can talk a little bit about that when we get to the products to allow us to receive more love.
I'm really fascinated with the what you're doing in a holistic sense, a whole uncut plant sense, because it really does change the property of the plants. I know when they're cut, just like, I mean, their energy. It's got a living whole life force that was really created. When I think of it as from the hand of God. I mean, nature is just really the hand of God, and these different plants and these different energy centers, energy force fields in different places around the world. They reflect basically the hand of God in their essence, and if the whole form of that, if the life essence of that specific healing frequency of that unique plant, you know, regarding, you know, the emotional body, the energy in it that as it relates to the emotional body for healing, I can see where that whole principle of transference, I can understand how as a function of frequency. It'll create a resonance, which becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about, because I find sort of the science of it is fascinating. But for the general listener, let's go into some of the practical applications of how it can change your life. I think that would be a good thing to
focus on.
And one of the ways that I was a sort of a junior member in the International College of Applied Kinesiology. At the time that a huge discovery was made. And a huge discovery was made, and I was there when it was announced in the late 1980s, that a doctor found that, and this is described in the book, when he was testing one of his patients, he was a person that has advanced knowledge in applied kinesiology. He was a member of the core group that trains people called the International College of applied kinesiology, uh-huh. and we were at an annual seminar. And he got up to give a case study, and he said, well, you know, I had this patient who was doing affirmations. This was, you know, not too long after Louise Hay did some of her, you know, the amazing popular books in the 1980s about, uh-huh. you know, how you can do your affirmation. So this guy was doing this affirmation about something about how he was going to be, you know, successful and healthy and wealthy, some, you know, kind of generic affirmation. And the doctor just happened to think of testing it, actually having him, you know, test the muscle, which was strong, normally strong. It was normally what we call facilitated. Then he had the guy say the positive affirmation, and he retested the muscle. And the guy completely collapsed in weakness. And we all were listening to him report that. We thought, what? I mean, nobody ever thought to test that, but he tested it. And then he said, wait a minute, what's up here? So you're saying this positive thing, and it's making you weak. And at that time, the rest of the day, a couple of days after that, we were kind of walking around scratching our heads, and everybody was going, wow.
Yeah, and what's this?
Within a couple of years, the whole field of energy psychology was born, which came from a chiropractor, came from the chiropractic profession. Unfortunately, that poor little profession gets forgotten with a lot of the genius that's in it. And from there, then it got the name energy psychology, but it did not derive from psychology. It derived from doing these tests of statements with muscle testing, which was applied kinesiology, which is a chiropractic discipline.
Uh-huh.
And that enables us to find out what's going on within the unconscious mind. So I do that with every patient I see, and that's how I developed, that is how I do develop now, the amazing characteristics of the flowers. Like the first flower that I got from Peru is one of the flowers that is in the formula, what we're calling the, you know, the love, the mm-hmm. four love drops. And there's a little product that I made, and kind of just because it's such a good product, and I did it sort of for fun before Valentine's, but it's called Four Love. And we might want to talk about that.
Yeah, well, for those who are listening or just coming in later in the show, this is Christopher Rudy, and I'm interviewing Dr. Brent Davis, who's got a lot of experience with plants, herbal extracts, and how they're different from essential oils, how they're different from Bach flower remedies. We've been going into that. And I'm really fascinated with what you're saying, Brent. I tend to be more interested in the practical applications of different herbs and vitamins, and I'm always looking for the best stuff that works in the quantum field of the body as well as on a cellular level. So I'm fascinated that you're talking about the frequency of whole, uncut, live flowers that you get from all over the world, different energy centers. And I understand that you live near an energy center, what, in Nashville, Tennessee?
Well,
I've heard that's an energy center
in Nashville, but what seems to surely have turned into an energy center is what I call the Floralive Forest. The name of the company is Floralive. It came from Flor, F-L-O-R, which is flower, and then they're alive, so Floralive. So the Floralive Forest is about 160 acres, and I've been here now quite a while, and it just keeps getting more, I don't know what you'd say, more coherent, more powerful each year. So there's like 24 of the flowers come from here, and it's magnificent. And then, of course, the other ones come from around the world.
Well, what you're doing, doing the transference of live vital force energy from the plant into a medium that picks up the frequencies and creates a resonance in the molecular structure of the, you know, tetrahedral structure of the liquid.
Water.
I understand how that works, and I understand that you know, taking these specific substances is going to have different effects because of the different flowers and where they're grown.
Yeah, the energies, another way of saying it, and there are a couple of very interesting books that have come out. Bruce Lipton's book was the first one in Biology of Belief in 2005, but then there have been some, you know, a couple of other ones since from some other authors that are showing that it is frequencies, quantum frequencies, that change what's called cell signaling. In other words, the cells in our body, everybody that's been trained with basic biology hears that, you know, the little nerve impulse goes up, starts in the brain, and at however many meters per second, okay, it finally gets down to the tissue. Well, believe me, that's really slow. It does not explain how we can have these complex actions within our body, like trying to hit 140-mile-an-hour serve. I just watched the Australian Open.
Yeah, that was amazing. I saw part of that.
The physics of that is, by the way, it is impossible. Humans cannot do that, but there they are doing it. And the way that they can do that is because so much of what is going on in our body is by light transmission through a continuous chain within our body. And that's how things happen quickly in our body. Nerve conduction certainly takes place, and it's the most gross form of our physical body, and it's obviously very important. If you lose,
uh-huh.
if you lose that, then you can lose muscular function. But a lot of the inner signaling, or the signaling that requires high speeds, is taking place through quantum transmissions.
Yep,
and probably
transmissions
within the and that's discussed one only briefly, but it's summarized so that people can understand this without having to read these extremely complicated physics books, because it's hard to understand.
Yeah.
But at any rate, so we have the situation with Valentine's Day coming up, and people are looking around going, they either have a relationship and they want to make it better, or they don't have one and they would love to get out of the cycle, the stuck cycle. So we call these things love blocks. And you want to kind of, let's talk about those maybe.
Yeah, that'd be great. There's five basic ones I think you talk about. And you've got some extraordinary charts and graphs in your book that makes it real simple. So if you could basically give a little orientation on those love blocks.
I have various combination formulas that I do there. For one thing, it's nice for the consumer, because a lot of the fluorescence companies, when I began my combinations, as far as I recall, when I looked around, no companies other than the Bach flower, which has five flowers in it, very few companies had combinations, and you had to buy all these single flower essences, and it got to be pretty expensive. So when you combine them into some of these really powerful formulas, it's a little bit more cost-effective, because you don't have to buy five flowers. So there are five flowers that are very, very valuable for undoing what we call love blocks. And the first love block that we wanted to talk about is deep grief resulting from the loss of love. Now, what's fascinating about this is the average person is not aware that they have these things buried. Let me give you an example. I see this all the time. I see someone, let's say they're a 45-year-old patient. When I see them on the initial exam, we go through it and always check for this flower called heart mint. Because if they need the resonance of that flower, it means somewhere in their history they lost someone and they've never recovered from it. So it's actually caused an energetic lesion around the heart. And it's very common. It's probably one of the most commonly needed flowers that we produce. It can benefit almost everyone. It could have been when the child was young, they had a little fish that they loved. You know, kids get emotionally attached to things. Could have been something that simple. Could have been a little dog, puppy, cat, and that becomes is killed or lost. And the little child, of course, recovers, but it can create a terrible sense of loss. And then, on a much larger scale, the loss of a person. You know, a little child, their favorite grandmother passes on. It's so amazing how it could be, and of course, people lose relationships. They have a relationship. Their beloved leaves them. You know, this can be enormously traumatic. There's a quick way for testing for that, but the frequencies of this flower mend that hole in the heart.
Gee, I got to get some of that stuff.
Everybody. I mean, you can just routinely take that. Okay, the second flower is the first flower that I ever made when I went to the High Andes. And I was accompanied by a shaman up there, and I have pretty good fortune to just run. run into these people. I go to areas, and I generally don't know anyone in the area when I get there, certainly the first time that I go. And it's just always a matter of fate, which now it's predictable serendipity, not really fate. And at this point now, I've done it so long that I know that the right person will show up. But
yeah.
This was many years ago. I started working down in this area in 1988, and I ended up finally getting back there in the beginning of 2000 to prepare this extract of this flower called Flor de la Luna, which is Flower of the Moon. And that is so profound because when we do the testing, we can find out if people are closed in their ability to receive love. And you simply create a phrase where the person says, I allow myself to receive love, and they will stay strong or weaken. And a lot of people weaken when they do that test phrase, which means they're not receiving love. Well, if you don't receive love, it's going to be hard to be in a good relationship. And it's so we've talked now, we've got two things that profoundly affect if you're in a relationship, makes it better, and if you're not in a relationship, it can open up the pathways. Now, when you take these drops, it doesn't mean the next day that the person's going to drop in your lap. You know, it could happen. But these things are an evolution of consciousness, and we often see people take 1, 2, 3, 4 of these remedies, different ones, over time. And within 6 months or a year, their life is profoundly different. Sometimes the first remedy that they take makes a profound difference.
Now, do you have them all combined in one bottle?
Yeah, these are all five. So the five of them are in the one product, and it's called For Love. It's called For Love. The product
it's
is
for
called
love.
For Love. And the little website that has that special offer that we told your listening audience, or the internet audience there, that it's, if they go to For Love Drops, F-O-R, Love Drops,
ForLoveDrops.com,
they can get that nice within a 24-hour period after this show. There's a great big discount on this wonderful
thing. I put that in my email that there was a 40% off for those who listen to the show. And so there it is, folks. I understand that I can order, and I'll be doing that this weekend. I'm going to order a bottle for sure of this. And so that's www.4lovedrops, one word, 4lovedrops. It's F-O-R, not number four.
Right.
4lovedrops.com. And then you'll ship those out Monday, and I'll get them before Valentine's
Day. Oh, yeah, you'll get them pretty quickly. I think they'll be jammed up Monday and Tuesday, but they'll get them, and you can order delivery any different way. But,
yeah, I'll get them before Valentine's Day.
I'll continue with the story. So we got the first two. The third flower grows in the same region as the flower of the moon, Flor de la Luna, and this one's called Flor del Oso. And in American Indian and even shamanic tradition in South America, what's called bear medicine means it's very powerful. So they call this flower of the bear. And it's just there's a picture of it in my book, which is quite beautiful. The flower is sort of, a lot of the flowers that I find, they're sort of staggering in that they have very unusual form. This flower looks like a yucca flower, but it's absolutely not. And its flowers are pure turquoise with a center of gold. It's the darndest thing you've ever seen. And it grows at the top. I mean, where I collected it was at the top of a huge crystalline mountain above a sacred lake. It's like,
really?
It's just spine tingling. And it took me basically 19 years to finally be able to get this extract properly.
Yeah.
And when I finally got it, now, of course, I made a large quantity of it, and that'll last for forever, pretty much. It's so highly diluted. But that one, you can imagine from the top of this mountain and this flower, it's almost like, it's like a special effect. Some of the reasons I tell people, and, you know, people may or may not like, they may not philosophically like some of our new movies, you know, that are out there like Harry Potter, but the special effects in Harry Potter movie showed a lot of really interesting stuff that actually occurs.
Yeah.
And one of the things that it showed, and also Lord of the Rings, Lord of the Rings showed an amazing special effect where from, you know, Mount Doom or wherever the Saren or Sir, what's his name, the Dark Lord, and the good one, Gandalf, when they activated energy, like Gandalf, he would smack his staff down, and you'd see this brilliant blast of light, like a shaft of light, come from the earth to the heaven, right?
Yeah, that's right.
People remember that. It was a pretty amazing special effect. And that's actually what happens with this flower. It's this massive beam of light pretty much goes from the flower up into the heavens. So it just connects us. I just say it just connects us to the mind of God. It's it just is very empowering. The fourth flower comes from a remarkable island in the Philippines. And I call that snowball flower. And you can actually test that flower, which is in this formula, and it's in another formula called Crowning Glory. And Crowning Glory is also another Floralife product. And this flower changes confidence into certainty. So let's just say, for example, that the guy is going out with his girlfriend and he wants to feel confident at their Valentine's night dinner. But he's kind of got little butterflies. He's kind of confident, but he's sure not certain. Maybe let's say he's going to propose, all right? Boy, I would sure recommend getting some of that stuff because when we test it, you can actually do, just for example, let me give you a way that you can check this. You can clinically check this. Let's say the guy's going to propose to Laura. So he says, I'm certain that Laura will receive my proposal in a good way. He could say, I'm certain, or he could say, I'm confident. And when you check, I'm confident that Laura will receive my proposal, he can be strong. When you change the word to certain, I am certain that Laura will accept my proposal in a good way, and then his muscle weakens. You give the substance, and he says, I am certain, and it does not weaken. So I've done this hundreds of times, and it changes confidence into certainty. It's extraordinary. Now, how does it do it? It's doing it through quantum accessing of stored memories, and I explain this in the book. But the point is that you can check it clinically, and you can check it over time, and you see that it does that. And the last thing, I'm just going to finish this, and then I should shut up and take some questions from you. Do you have type-in questions that come in or not?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't. And sometimes I open it up to listeners on the show where they can call in.
Okay. So I don't. You tell me if we have time. But the last flower on this is fun because of the name, and that comes from West Coast of Australia, and I gave the flower the name Dancing Goddess. There's a whole chapter on the remarkable way that this was discovered, and that chapter is in the Floral Hand of God book, and it's sort of an amazing story. True, and my next book will probably be in another year. I'll start that, and it'll just be about each flower, how the crazy things that go on to discover each flower. But this one gets rid of people's fear of abandonment, which is so
huge
for relationships, and it allows women to express authentic femininity. And that's for a woman and for a man. It allows him to attract that into his life. So when you put those all together, that's why I call them for love. They're just good for that.
Yeah. And so you work with clients on a regular basis. I know you have a clinic. You're a chiropractor, and you use the behavioral kinesiology, the muscle testing, to test these different remedies.
Yes.
And
I do. I have a practice. I'm in my practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in Nashville, and it's called Davis Holistic Chiropractic Center, and it's the website there is davisvitalhealthcenter.com. And people call in. All from around the country, actually sometimes internationally, to get consultations, and I do that by phone. But very often they'll do that after they've taken some of these standard combinations, like the Four Love.
And had results already, yeah.
But and when they see changes, then they call in, and we continue on sometimes over many months or even a couple of years. We don't give the same product, and that's what's so interesting. And how profoundly this differs. Instead of just always reaching from the same product, you don't need the same product because it actually causes transformation. So, for example, when you're not receiving love, you take this stuff for 3 or 4 weeks. Generally, that fixes the problem. Then you move on.
Wow.
And so there are many, many things. The book shows the rather extraordinary resources that come out of, you know, over 50 of these flowers, you can change and remove a lot of the limitations in life.
Well, I believe in quantum healing, and I believe in homeopathy, and I have enough background with the other different modalities, you know, energetic modalities, that I really appreciate what you're doing, because I know that there's a real congruence with plants and the energy that they carry, and of course, herbs for healing, and their essences for healing, and specifically different plants I know from all over the world, and the way you've looked into it and researched out these ones that have a very unique antenna for pulling in energy from the quantum field. And then, of course, your ongoing research and the development of ways to transfer that energy into, you know, a liquid carrier tetrahedral structure that you can use drops of it to basically carry that resonance into the body and clear blockages in the quantum field of one's energetic circuits.
That's right. And what it means is that it can break patterns where, you know, when people try to do, they do techniques, like we were talking about affirmation. Those are conscious techniques, and it's really rough to try and use a conscious technique to break a subconscious pattern.
Right.
And that's why these things work at the unconscious or subconscious level. And it's just as simple as putting drops in water and drinking it. So it's a pretty easy way to get at some kind of sometimes some monstrous things that just haven't changed.
I kind of got a very intuitive flash at the very beginning that that you're working with very unique plants that have a very unique energy signature from very unique places around the world, that over the years you've discovered to have, you know, the specific unique effect and signature, energetic signature, that transfers to the body and heals energy blockages. And I understand this. There's all the spiritual, emotional, mental, you know, physical stuff interconnected in ways that, you know, it really has a huge difference. And personally, I look at it as enlightened self-interest. I'm getting some of this for myself because I'm not going to...
That's right.
You know, I'm not good for anyone if I don't have myself together.
I mean, this formula, I mean, we're nominally calling it, you know, that it's released before Valentine's Day, but it's such an important thing to make sure for all people. Like I tell parents when they come in, make sure to bring your children in and we'll screen them. If somebody's not receiving love, you want to fix that right away. That's why I envision, as this grows and the book is released and put out in 2015 more, I think people are going to realize this is just something that you want to do with everyone. You just, I mean, they get their blood pressure taken, they get, you know, maybe an X-ray. You know what? It's really important to find out if you're receiving love. I mean,
well, I've had four now holistic health centers. And I just will tell people simply, you know, that at a core level, love heals all. And love, you know, I mean, is a coherent frequency of healing. The body will heal itself. You just need to provide it with what it needs to resonate or otherwise, you know, reconstruct or, you know, reboot, you know, with that frequency.
That's exactly right. And the third part of the Floral Hand of God book gives this extensive description. I mean, it's actually short. It's a summary description, but it's very understandable what the remarkable characteristics of each of these flowers is. And, I mean, I just think, I'm still astonished at it every day, and I've been doing this, you know, for 15 years now. And it's still, I guess I always will be. I'm amazed that these transformational frequencies are coded in flowers, but they're not in every flower. In fact, they're in very few flowers. You somehow have to have the magic operating, so you find the flower. And so it's this, for me, it's the most intriguing and fun part of my life, is to go on these expeditions, and every time, like, I know that I'm supposed to go to Borneo here fairly soon.
Yeah.
And I know that there's this mountain that I'm supposed to go to. But I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to find. It's just so crazy. I'm going to go there, and I will find some amazing stuff because I've already been given that guidance. And then I bring it back to the clinic and I start testing it, and it doesn't take very long to find out what it is and what it does.
Well, I got a feeling your books, I'm going to be getting into it more. It's going to be one of my favorite books, like Power versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins on behavioral kinesiology.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite books. And because I've read that book and I understand how what you're doing with behavioral kinesiology is so significant and important and effective in measuring with the muscle testing what's going on in the field of the body and speaking to the subconscious directly. That's one of my favorite books, and you know I've talked to people when they read that Power versus Force by Dr. Hawkins and understand how behavioral kinesiology works in an extraordinary way to register, you know, consciousness and energies of.
That was a great inspiration to a lot of people, and I want to mention that on YouTube there are over 80 videos that we'll be putting up more and more over time that give a lot of information about how the flowers work. Some of them are testimonials. A lot of them are testimonials from people that have experienced change. Some of them are doctors describing what they've noticed in their practice. Some of them are excerpts from workshops. And then the last stuff that I put up there is 6 lessons. But I really encourage people to go to youtube.com/FloralIve or the channel that's called FloralIve TV. And look at the 6 videos that have to do with, you know, 5 rather amazing products. Now, the 4 love drops that we're talking about now are not part of that. These are 5 other amazing combinations. But it just really explains about the deepest, the most understandable way that the average person understands is that when you get rid of these obstacles or blocks, it lessens the amount of stress that we experience physically.
Yeah.
So that whole approach of those 6 videos explains from the standpoint of core stress management how important these things are. So I encourage people to go look at those videos. They'll probably enjoy them.
Dr. Davis, this has been wonderful today. And I want to emphasize to listeners, doing a wrap here to finish up, that you get a chance, if you have a chance, go to the www.forlovedrops.com to see what these products are, which specific ones he's talked about. And at that website, you'll be able to get a 40% off the normal retail price. So it'll be, if you order over the weekend, which I'm planning on doing for myself, those go out Monday or Tuesday. But anyway, you'll get them before Saturday, Valentine's Day.
Yep. And they're a fun gift. They're good to take, but people give lots of crazy stuff for gifts. But these are a special one. They can go with your card, and I think it's a great way to give that to someone.
Yeah, if nothing else, it's good for your own mojo going into a love relationship.
Yes, it sure is.
Well, I'm so grateful you're on the show today, Dr. Davis. I'm hopeful we're going to get you on again in another show where we can go more into the science and specifics and your storytelling of different experiences. I'd love to go into that more. I want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll be back in a couple weeks. Happy trails, everyone. And
thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
I'm grateful. Thanks so much, Brent. See you later, everyone. Have a short meditation on the way out. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience. It will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.